Women scientists blaze a trail. At Stop 11, we would like to pay homage to the extraordinary, clever people who have worked at Harwell over the last 75 years, exploring every aspect of our world and how we can make it a better place for everyone. Under the spotlight are Dr. Mary Lyon and Rosalind Franklin, two women scientists who have made a huge contribution towards scientific advancement at Harwell and deserve special mentions for their work. The Medical Research Council, MRC, was one of the first research facilities on campus, with a radiobiology unit that opened in 1947. Mary Lyon was employed by the MRC to conduct research on radiation hazards. But in 1961, she published her theory on X chromosome inactivation, whereby one copy of the X chromosome is randomly inactivated in female cells. This prevents female cells from having twice as many gene products from the X chromosome as male cells, a process later known as lionization in her honour. Mary Lyon's discovery was based on her love of cats and her desire to understand the origins of their tortoiseshell coloration. We now know that the genes for black and orange fur, responsible for tortoiseshell coloration, are on the X chromosome. Mary Lyon went on to establish the first frozen embryo archive, which is now a worldwide genetic resource of mouse models of human disease, and the Mary Lyon Centre at MRC Harwell, a state-of-the-art mouse facility, is named after her. As a centre of excellence in mammalian genetics, MRC Harwell has furthered the understanding of many medical conditions, such as glue ear in children, obesity, neurodegeneration, and developmental disorders. Imagine a world where healthy human cells can be modified into superpower cells that can fight almost any disease when introduced into the body. This is one of the bold ideas of the Rosalind Franklin Institute, the Franklin, a national research institute which opened in 2021 and is dedicated to developing new technologies for tackling important health research challenges and unlocking new innovations. Rosalind Franklin's own crystallography work provided a greater understanding of DNA, leading to later discoveries about the structure and importance of DNA's double helical structure, made famous by Watson and Crick. Her work is commemorated in the name of the building and the helix graphic on the side of it. Franklin works with leading universities and industry partners to provide routes to commercialization and the adoption of new, innovative technologies using state-of-the-art equipment, including a building with specially stabilized foundations to enable the most delicate research to be undertaken.